Let's just get in the playoffs because the Dodgers have crapped the bed a lot in under Dave Roberts.
Dodgers have more talent because they paid for it. Philly has more attitude. And I don't know what's more important in the playoffs. If you're going to tell me.
Bit of both.
Well, but the Phillies are talented too. But on paper, the Dodgers are more talented. Mookie Betts, Freeman, Shohei Ohtani. I mean, come on. We can go down the list. You saw Max Muncy. They're loaded.
Yeah, but so are the Braves. 1-9. I mean, Alex Anthopoulos did everything but get better pitching. And Chris Sale is okay. But, I mean, we go toe-to-toe 1-9 with anybody in the big leagues right now.
We didn't this weekend.
Because we got three guys. We got two guys. And one guy's coming out of it. One guy's sort of coming out of it. And one guy's mired in one of the worst slumps of his career. But it's not going to be like that, Carl, for 162 games. So I think you got to temper it a little bit and just let it play out.
I'm not going to tell you it won't be that for 162 games. What I will tell you is, will it be that when it matters most?
Well, it doesn't matter most now.
Will it be embarrassing. Be that when you need it, Mike? Because it's easy to say that now, but what happens if one of these guys or two of these guys are playing this way in September? We don't know that.
Right. And if it does, then you got Major and you will have some problems. You're not doing anything. But I just feel over the course of the season, you do find an equilibrium. You get back to where Matt Olson was on the cusp of an MVP last year. We know what Acuna is, and Austin Riley has established what he is. You know the benchmark or the baseline for these guys. But, you know, unless this is one of those which comes up, and you're telling me Matt Olson's going to bat 200 this year?
I don't know. I didn't expect him to be 197 or whatever the hell he is right now.
But we're only, what, 20, like 30 games in?
Yeah.
I get it. I'm not happy about it by any stretch. But, you know, come down in October. See, it was worse 2 years ago when Matt Olson couldn't hit anything in September. Remember that?
I do.
And then finally got it together just in time for the postseason.
404-726-0929. Your thoughts are welcome, guys, as we talk about the Braves. Yeah, frustration. That's what this is. Because it was completely unexpected to get beat the way you did against the Dodgers. They're back at home tomorrow. Today is a day off. As we talk about Atlanta United, and here's the deal, Mike. You hadn't won a match. Turtle, when did you say? What was the last date we won a match? April?
March. End of March.
31st, yeah.
What's wrong?
Well, injuries, I guess. So that's part of it. I mean, I'm so frustrated with Atlanta United because you remember how I came in here, those shows, the home games in Mercedes-Benz in March? I'm beaming. Carl, we're back! The 17-18 United is back!
I heard it.
You know, and then, you know, the Yorgos can't stay healthy. And then they've done everything in this losing streak. They've blown leads. They haven't showed any kind of a spark. Frustrating. Yeah, and I thought we were through the woods with Pineda, and we're good now. And now there's some of the stuff is backsliding, Carl, to things that we thought might get him fired a year ago.
Somebody's got to go. You're too talented to be playing the way you are. Here's the reason for me why I've come to this conclusion. When the manager says we were half asleep versus Minnesota, that's a problem.
Yeah.
You can't be half asleep. Gonzalo, that is on you. That is a you issue. How is the team half asleep playing a game at home? I mean, I don't get this. We've had two matches at home that we probably should have won. Mike, where's this attacking style you talked about? All of a sudden now we're playing lackluster and we're half asleep? That is on the manager. Somebody's got to go. This team is way too talented. And you guys, here's the deal. You will tell me it's not that big of a deal if the Falcons had lost 5 weeks in a row, and these games are stretched out. They don't play every day or every other day. But these games are pretty much every Saturday. If the Falcons lost 5 weeks in a row, you'd be questioning the hell out of it.
No, in a nutshell, just like we talked about with the Braves, in a different. Now, again, this is where it gets a little weird with these acronyms, but the DPs, okay, the designated players, the guys are the big money guys.
Haven't scored.
That's where it's at. And Doug Roberson wrote about it in the AJC this weekend, talking about Thiago Almada, Shin Grigerson, who they brought over this year, and then, of course, Yorgos, we just mentioned. Yorgos can't stay healthy. But these are the guys, the money that you're paying these guys is supposed to be producing the goals and then the points in the standings. And by the way, we're falling like a turd from heaven right now in the MLS standings in the East.
It's not okay.
And this, here's the thing. Baseball, 162 games. These guys play like 30.
So it's not okay.
So there's a problem here where these guys are trending in totally the wrong way.
Yeah, I just think that these matches are so far between, you know, they are so far spread out, should I say, that one loss doesn't feel as bad. I almost compare this a little bit to college football from the standpoint every week matters. Like, you just can't go 5, 6, 7 weeks and not have a result and then say, oh, we're going to be fine. The offense, they paid all this money for the offense. There is no offense. There's zero. The wingers have produced one goal, one assist in the last five matches. Come on. So I'm putting this on Gonzalo Pineda and saying, you cannot tell me that the team was playing half asleep and expect me as a fan to accept that, Mike, and say, well, okay, we're okay. We'll be fine.
Yeah, and again, I do think, like, one thing about soccer, of all the sports, and you can start with, you know, the NBA where they fire coaches like Sox, they fire coaches like that in soccer. And at some point, you begin to say, look, what are we doing here? Because this is, remember, this is not Darren, you know, Eels anymore, along with Carlos Bocanegra. This is Garth Lagerwey. And does Garth now look at this with Pineda and say, maybe he's not the right guy? Because I'm just not, to your point, I'm going through a month of miserable soccer.
Did we not ask Garth Lagerwey about the changes he made to this roster? This is pretty much his roster now. These are the guys they wanted to go out and get.
And the first month of the season, it looked like a video game. It was so much fun. And all the action and the scoring and the control of the game and everything. And start to finish, as a great product. All that has gone completely out the window.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Headlines brought to you by our friends at ATL Live Well. Don't just live well as we talk about Atlanta United. It's Dukes and Bell, guys. As we're talking about them, just real quick, Mike. And by the way, we're going to be out tomorrow. That's Tuesday, okay? Kind of different day. But we're going to be out at Twin Peaks, Kennesaw, because they have a U.S. Open Cup match against Charlotte. Pre-game's at 6:30, kicks at 7:30. So we're going to talk to Jason Longshore tomorrow up there at Twin Peaks and get his opinion on this. But I do want to mention that because I know usually we're on Fridays out there. Usually right. A Friday we're at Twin Peaks, but we're going to be out there on a Tuesday.
And again, guys, for those who don't follow soccer, this is a tournament that runs concurrent with your regular season. They do this over in Europe. They got a couple of different things that happen at once, so that's why we'll be up there. 34 games in an MLS season, 162 in baseball. So, yes, you can start to argue and start talking about, yes, people might need to start thinking about their job security when it comes to United as opposed to what we're dealing with the Bravos.
Well, I just think, Mike, there's a point of no return.
Right.
With these matches, all of a sudden, you're going to be at the halfway point and telling me we're okay. That's just not cool. I mean, again, we've played, 30-some-odd games in baseball? Right. I pretty much know who the good teams are and who are not. I know who's not making the playoffs. White Sox are not making the playoffs, okay? Marlins just traded an all-star. They're not making the playoffs. We kind of know who's good and who's not. So,
but the thing is, I mean, we played, Chris just said in my ear, 20% of the season has been played by
correct,
the Braves.
Correct.
But, Carl, guys go through slumps. They come out of slumps. I mean, that is not what – Matt Olson is not what you've seen the last 2 weeks. He will eventually turn this thing around, and you know this team will be better.
Well,
Fire sale it. And this team – that year in 21 was even – that was something to get really miserable about. You know, but you're overreacting, my man. You got to bring it down a notch.
Why do I have to bring it down a notch?
You came in hot today, man.
Why do I have to bring it down a notch? This is how I feel.
Fire sale.
I think they were crap this weekend.
Yeah, you got swept. It happens.
Yeah, okay. Well, you know what? Then let's not talk about it. Let's just leave it alone and let them be. Let's just do that.
All right. Well, I mean, you got 162.
Let's just do that.
If you want to be George Steinbrenner and say, because, are you going to fire Snicker now? You want to go fire Snicker?
Because that's silly. Because guys aren't performing, you don't look at it differently when you've got the best manager in baseball. What is Snit supposed to do when his first baseman who hit 54 home runs last year is hitting a 197?